This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, this week, you've been listening to Monday and Tuesday. May feel a little funky, right? People are like, oh, you know, I've been getting some feedback. Oh, you just sound, you know, I'm not upset. I'm helping people. I'm trying to get people to activate. I'm trying to give people the simplistic thing. You can read all the books you want. You can listen to my podcast over and over again. You can watch every motivational video. But until you actually do something for a long enough period of time, and you work to unwire and rewire your subconscious mind from deep-rooted subconscious mind programming since you were a young child, you're going to repeat the same processes over and over again. I'm literally becoming an observer of my life. So here's what I want to talk about is cyclic patterns. So I literally sit back. Let's talk about myself first, and then I'll go outwards, right? So we've had over 5,000 people go through our Warrior Academy. We have 1,300 active warriors right now. So I think it's fair to say, and through my lifetime coaching wise, right? Back in the days, I used to coach bodybuilders. So I coached hundreds of bodybuilders way back when, before my suicide. And through corporate America, I was an executive. I was a leader. I've coached thousands of people, rightfully can say that I've coached thousands and thousands of people. And this is something from a personal perspective, and then I'll go into a macro perspective. And I'm literally seeing it within people's lives, because now I've become an observer. So I've moved from living my life to observing my life. It's a totally different way to live your life. So I've worked very, very hard to heal myself, and I'm working very hard to heal safety within myself. And as I do that, I'm starting to observe myself from a third party, saying, wow, it's kind of cool. I'm becoming like the observer effect. I'm now watching my activities from a third party, saying, okay, here's what I want. It's almost like I'm like the controller of my own life, if that makes sense. Because I've mastered manifestation. So now I'm like, it's not this esoteric weird thing anymore. Like, it's on video, it's on paper. So it's cool because I can literally physically show somebody, here's what I put on a vision board in 2012. Here it is. Here's what I put on a vision board in 2017. Here it is. Here's what I put on a vision board in 2020. Here it is. Here's what we put on video with a future meeting. We do future meetings as if it already exists. It's happening right now. So it's not even any more esoteric, like, oh, manifestation is this. So it actually works. It's real. It actually works because we understand how the brain works. It becomes esoteric when you don't have an understanding or know enough about the brain. But when you have a thought, that becomes an emotion. That becomes a belief. Then you have this little thing at the bottom of your brain called the RAS. The RAS picks that up, and it literally has to, scientifically, how the brain works, it has to give you the belief that you embody. So then it gives you confirmation, and then that gives you conviction that it's true. That's why when you're deeply ingrained into a religion, Why? When somebody says something that sounds outside of what your subconscious mind believes or your RAS has been taught, that's why you immediately want to react with argument or defense, because your reticular activating system is giving you confirmation that's true and conviction that your religion is the only right thing. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just what it is, right? Or if you have a belief system where someone has a partner, right? Maybe someone likes the same sex. And you've been indoctrinated into a belief system that that's not okay. So you have a belief system and you're convinced. And so you want to argue with that person, but there's really no argument. I don't care if somebody likes the same sex. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. That's their living experience through their thoughts, through their emotions, through their belief system, and their RAS is giving them confirmation and they're living their physical reality. So that's why I don't argue with people. If you like the same sex, that's your choice. If one of my son or daughter came to me, and you know, I'm sure some Christians were, you know, hardcore Christians, be like, oh my God, if my son or daughter came to me and said, you know, my son said I'm gay. Okay. I love you. I love you very, very much. Do I agree with that within my current paradigm? Is that the choices that I've made? No, I'm attracted to females. But that's my living experience. And my daughter came to me and said, I'm attracted to, and it wouldn't be my choice or wouldn't be, but I'm not going to love them differently. I'm not going to spend my life judging them or trying to correct them or send them to a camp to beat that out of them. Or it's like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like that's their living experience. That's the contract they have with God and what they're experiencing. And so I have no idea what I was going to talk about today, but I'm just going to keep going with this. Okay. So as we go through this living experience, it's very important to understand that we're trying to change everybody. The cyclic things. Okay. So first of all, let's talk about myself. So I noticed there was these huge cyclic patterns. And what I've done over the last 2 years is I've destroyed these patterns, destroyed them. So I had a huge trauma bond. Okay. So I would go back to these traumatic things. And I would create these stories in my head. And so as I chipped away at all this stuff, so I broke these huge cycles within my life, right? And so I moved to, this is not an arrogant thing, a new conscious level, right? Of my own life, where I now am finding peace and freedom. And I don't feel anxiety all the time anymore. Like everything's against me and blah, blah, blah. So I moved to this new level, but new level, new devil. So when I started to remove the noise, okay, all the noise, it doesn't get any easier. You just become more aware and you have more awareness and more tools to handle it. Doesn't get any easier. Remember, sometimes ignorance is bliss. That's what people say, you know, just being ignorant to it and having a glass of wine and doing your opiates and grabbing a couple beers and getting drunk every single weekend so you can just escape from your pain, or you can handle it and you can deal with it and you can shatter it within this current paradigm and during this generation that you live in, or this timeline that you live in, and pass it down to your generation so you can shift it. And that's what I plan to do. Being a generational shifter is not easy, right? So now that I've healed big parts of myself and some cyclic patterns, now I got discovered that it's safety. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm shattering safety right now. And I'm feeling safer than I've ever felt in my life. And I'm doing things to build safety in my life. Okay. With relationships, my kids, everything, because I didn't feel safe as a kid. That's a fact. But I'm watching people within my current life as I step into a third party go into the exact same cycles. It's wild to watch. Wild to watch. They get an opportunity of a lifetime that literally could change their family's timeline financially, spiritually. They're in a business where they can truly be themselves, or maybe they're in a, they take an opportunity where they can do it. And what happens is their old self visits them, their ego kicks in, and they go back to the old comfortable paradigm and they repeat the cycle. And this will keep happening over and over again for you guys. It's going to keep happening. And I believe that you pass and you're going to come back and repeat that karmic cycle, whatever you want to call it, karma, dharma, blarma, whatever you want to call it. But I think that we keep coming back and repeating that. And I'm going to pretend that I don't know. And none of us know. I don't care what any religious people say. Like, does your pastor really, 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 really know what happens? Do they have a direct line to God? None of us do, right? We're all listening to a man or woman that created something, and it's their perception of what they think happens, right? Passed down over and over. I don't know what happens. I'm trying to pretend in my head that I'm here to level up as much as I can so I can raise my consciousness to deal with the things that I needed to deal with. And why I'm faced with these things is because there's something that I karmically keep dealing with. And I'm doing the best I can to shatter them while I'm here. And I hope when I go to the pearly gates or whatever happens, God's like, good job, good job. Maybe you can stay up here for a little bit. I don't know. You know, I think it's kind of cool how the Church of Latter-day Saints, how they talk about celestial levels, which I talk a lot about. I don't talk a lot about. I think a lot about, and I study a lot about the consciousness dimensions, like the 9 dimensions of consciousness, and the archangel is the 9th dimension. I would love to be an archangel. That'd be pretty cool. So these are things I think about. And I think everybody's right. I think Catholics are right. I think Church of Latter-day Saints is right. I think Buddhists are right. I think non-denominational Christians are right. I think atheists are right, because guess what? That's your fucking experience, not mine. You're gonna have to deal with that shit, whatever it is. You know, maybe you don't have any vibrational consciousness with a higher connection, and you think that the world is where you're supposed to live. But remember, the devil was cast to Earth. But anyways, you can see it in people's lives as you start to work through this. You can see the cycles in people's lives. Like, oh my God, I'm literally watching people in my life. Like, you're going right back to the same train that you escaped from. It's coming full speed at you. And that has nothing to do with me. I can't change that experience for them. All I can do is change the experience for me. That's it. So that's what I want to leave you with, is you can't, as you go through your cycles, you can't change it for anybody else. And that's not your job. My job is not to change another human being or save another human being. If anybody is an influencer or someone online say, oh, my program will save you or this will change your life. It's like, okay, look at their life. Is it changing their life? Did it change their life? Is their life going forward or is it going backwards? Or are they moving forward in their life? Is it the life that you want? Those are things that I think about. Anytime I look at someone's coaching program or I look at somebody I want to use as a mentor, I look and I say, man, do I want their life? Do I see consistency? Do I see discipline? There's only a few people that I'm watching right now as coaches that I'm like, yeah, I would coach that person. Because I know how disciplined I am. I know how consistent I am. So I need that and more. Haven't found it yet. Just being consistent. Conceited as fuck right now, just being conceited. David Goggins, but it's not the same paradigm, right? He's, you know, he's just David Goggins. He runs multi-marathons. That fucking dude's a beast, mental beast, but that's not my paradigm. That's not what I'm not doing ultimate. You know, he's just a mental beast, right? Someone that I respect. Alex Hormozi, respect him heavily in business, but I've also met him in person. Right. He even did a really cool video, like an admitting video, like that he gets in his head and gets egotistical. I'm trying to avoid the ego. Right. So, but I would love to coach with him someday. That's somebody that is disciplined, consistent, you know, like has done exactly what he said he was going to do, is moving forward in his life. I look for people who are making progress in their life. So yeah, look at the people you're listening to, look at the coaches, and see if they're making progress. Are they really consistent? If they say they're going to do something, do they actually do it? Are they moving forward in their life? So, love you guys. I have no idea what the subject of this was. Cycles. All right. We'll talk to you on Thursday.